Let's go to reporter Aaron Riau is joining us right now. Aaron joining us to talk about college majors, the highest and lowest paid. So, Aaron, good morning. First of all, what are these majors that are paying the most and which are paying the least?
Engineering. If you want to make some money, go be a computer engineer. You're going to make $80,000 out of college. This is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. They did a study of full-time workers, and they found that engineering, starting with computers, followed by chemical engineering, computer science, aerospace engineering, electrical engineering, industrial mechanical, they all round out the top 10. Finance, actually, it pays you $66,000 out of college, but all of these make above $70,000 a year. These STEM jobs, the science, the technology, the engineering, the mathematics, they are expected to grow twice as fast as non-STEM jobs through 2031. Also, by the time you hit mid-career, you're making six figures. If you want to make some money and pay back those student loans, engineering's the way to go.
But at the same time, you kind of need to have some aptitude for these fields before you get to college, because a lot of these are very highly selective programs, don't you think?
Of course, yes. That's part of it. Yeah, it's not a, without question, you need to study hard, you need to know mathematics, you need to know physics, and then, yeah, it's a hard one, and that's why it pays so well. Not everyone can do it. It is not an even playing field, this whole life game. And you know, whether it be biology and you're studying medical or law or engineering, these are traditionally the things that pay dividends and why you go to college in the first place. There's also trades that can pay quite well as well and don't require the same level of aptitude. Mm-hmm. But if you want to know for sure the lowest paying majors,
yes, yeah,
just look to the liberal arts. Education. And sadly, this one is really not okay, but early childhood education had the lowest pay for mid-career earners.
Ew.
You make $40,000 out of college, and then by the time you're in the middle of your career, you're 40 years old, you're making $48,000. That's terrible wage growth. The top leading worst major was liberal arts. You'll make $38,000 out of college, followed by performing arts, theology and religion, leisure and hospitality, general social sciences, history, and fine arts. I don't know. It says a lot about where we are as a country.
Yeah.
That while it isn't unimportant to know the arts and it's not bad for society, it certainly won't pay you dividends on that student loan debt you have.
We got about 20 seconds. I don't know if you can do this or not, but real estate commissions are kind of changing.
Oh, big time. Landmark settlement last Friday, $418 million settlement. And what this means is that the National Association of Realtors, they agreed to make it easier for home buyers to negotiate fees with their own agents. So some buyers, they can have a flat fee, an hourly rate, and some sellers, they're going to offer lower commissions to a buyer's agent than the currently typical 3%. So yeah, what this is going to do is save a buyer thousands of dollars a year, potentially tens, not a year, on the cost of the purchase, thousands to tens of thousands to millions, depending on the price of the home.
Aaron, always a pleasure. Thanks for the time.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You do the same.